Welcome to the Davidia Blog Podcast. I'm David Buckland. It's all about relationship. While historical spirituality has emphasized renunciation and withdrawal from the world, this camouflage is a key detail. It's all about relationship. Who we are, everything we experience, and everything we know is all through relationship. Fundamentally, on the level of consciousness itself, in a pure Shiva way, alertness is simply alert. It is not alert to anything. For experience to arise, consciousness must be stirred awake and then recognize itself. It's through the self-interacting dynamics of consciousness that all experience arises. Self-interacting means relating with itself. Some describe the self-interacting dynamics as the Shiva and Shakti aspects of consciousness, in relationship. This is also the alertness and liveliness qualities that give rise to consciousness itself. Relationship is fundamental. Many people I know who have woken have shifted because of exposure to others awake. The awakeness in one stirred the awakeness in the other. This is both self-aware consciousness enlivening itself and consciousness recognizing itself. Layers of relationship. The forms of our experience arise from the dynamics of two aspects, vibration and structure. Structure gives form its shape and vibration brings its qualities. Structure or sacred geometry is formed by relationships between the arrayed devata. Vibration is expressed by the devata to each other in synchronized harmonies. Relationship and communication in relationship. When the devata are out of harmony, it creates dissonance and imbalance, distorting the smooth flow of consciousness through the form. This changes its expression. Yet that, too, is relationship. Even on the physical level, we reproduce through relationship. This is ideal if both are awakening in consciousness. Then the relationship can offer an opportunity for an evolved soul to be born in a family of yogis. When we're born, that moment is reflected in the energy patterns of the time in our birth chart. Those relationships illustrate the patterns and timings of this life and the qualities of relationships that will show up in it and when. Human relationships can be a great mirror for what remains to be resolved in this life. They can be deeply challenging, but also very rewarding. If we're open to the light, they shine on our shadows. What we can make conscious, we can resolve. Once resolved, the shadow vanishes, and the grand relationship we have with life itself is revealed in all its splendor. Thank you for listening. To read or comment on this article, please visit davidya.ca. That's davidya.ca.